Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
This is exactly why I hate taking days off. I mean, doing this content that I'm doing, it's way different than radio, man. You take a day off. Well, I mean, they're coming in now. But man, like, I took a couple of days off and I was like, holy crap. I wanted to wait until some people get in here. If you're in the chat room right now, do me a favor. Share this. We got to get this bitch to grow. Let's have some fun. Raymond B coming in with the yippee-yo. Couple of ways you can get a hold of me, 407-270-3044, or you can email me, tuttle@gmail.com. Yeah, so I took a couple of days off. I took Friday off, Saturday, Sunday, but I'm getting back at it. I'm going to get back on a streak here. I just needed a little bit of time to be able to go out and do something, because I've been, like, nonstop since I've got this new equipment. Call me Michaela. How are you? Call me Michaela. Call me Michaela says hello. But yes, welcome to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. If you are listening to this next day when it comes to the audio podcast, if you want to catch this show live that I'm doing right now, it's every night at 6 to 8. Go to my social media. You'll be able to find all the links to all the platforms that I'm on. Coming up on today's show, I got some pretty interesting stories. That's the other thing, and I'll get into that, because I guess I cannot talk about Ukraine now. I cannot talk about Ukraine. Because this happened to me the first time on YouTube. They said that I was spreading misinformation. I don't remember spreading misinformation, any of them. Pretty much everything I said was my opinion. And I was playing videos and stuff that I got from the internet. And I got, yeah, it is a complicated topic. And I'm just not going to talk about it anymore, because I got a strike against me. But on today's show, I'm going to talk about how men are stalking their exes, or just women in general, with the Apple tag. If you don't know what the Apple tag is, it's something you can buy. You can put it on a bag. You can track it. I'm going to have to close that. I forgot that. Close all windows, because I'm going to get those reminders. Anyways, so they're tracking people with Apple tags. I want to hear from the ladies as well. What do you guys think about gray hair? Because I'm starting to get a few of them, and it really doesn't bother me that much, but I would like to hear from you ladies. What do you prefer? Do you not mind a silver fox? Also going to talk about the guy in Pasco County. He got acquitted for that movie theater shooting that I played audio of last week, video of, that I talked about. A family out in Arizona loses their homeowner's insurance after their insurance company finds out that they have a pit bull. And this is one of the most Kentucky stories that I've ever found. A woman who rescues wildlife created a wheelchair for a possum. some people, but it is a very, very Kentucky story, if I've ever heard one. One of the things that I wanted to talk about, okay, so Vulture asked me today, he was like, hey man, Eric Weber is doing a Twitter Spaces, why don't you get on, you should ask him to come on the show. Well, I got on, but I knew in a million years that Eric Weber was not going to, like, even acknowledge me. And I don't know why. Like, this is what really, really sucks. And if you don't know who I'm talking about, Eric Weber is the movie review guy that used to come on Bud, Suds, and Tuds, or whatever it was, after the Bubble Love Sponge show. He'd come on every Friday. He would talk movies. I knew him. Eric Weber was on WOFL and WKMG in Orlando as a news broadcaster. But I've been trying to get him to come on the show. Oh, Raymond B. Yeah, that was pretty crazy. But for some reason, Eric Weber has completely ghosted me. And I just would like to find out, like, if I did something to piss Eric Weber off, I would love to know. I texted him today. And I thought maybe that he thought I might be a jobber now. And that's why he doesn't want to come on the show. Because he used to come on the show every single week on Bubba Army Radio. This is what I wrote to him. I said, okay, so this is my final pitch because I've been trying a lot behind the scenes. I wrote him, I said, been catching your Twitter spaces. What is that? Oh, I just closed my rings. Been catching your Twitter spaces and listened to your Batman one earlier. I do my show live every night, 6 to 8. I simulcast it to YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, and Twitter. Then I use the audio for the next day's audio podcast on numerous podcasting platforms. I think we did some good content at the other place, but it's just me. I fly solo. I have a fully working studio and can take live phone calls. Please let me know either way because I'm starting to think I did something wrong to make you mad at me. Hope you're well. So, like, at one point, I just gotta full court press on this and at least find out what I did wrong. Seriously, like, I want to know what I did wrong because for the longest time, I had him on every single Friday. Had him on every single Friday to talk movies, talk about anything that he wanted to. And I really don't think I did anything wrong. I just think he's like, ooh, Tuttle's doing a podcast now, whatever. I don't know. If you follow Eric Weber on Twitter. At Eric Weber, E-R-I-C-K-W-E-B-E-R. Ask him, like, hey. And I'm not saying anything bad about Eric Weber. I just would like to know, man, because just text me back. That's why I'm starting to think he has me blocked. What up, Iggy T? Hottest listener in Canada, Iggy T. Poof, look at that. I got to tell you, Iggy T, the glasses, keep that look. Keep that look. Amy Sinha, keep the look with the glasses as well, too. See, I can throw Amy up there, but she doesn't have her glasses on. She says gray hair looks sexy. I mean, maybe it does. I don't know. See, that's another thing. Men can rock the gray hair more than women can. There are so many double standards. Speaking of women, I want to talk about this story. I've been seeing these a lot more and more every single time I go and look for show prep. But these women are all getting, they are all getting tracked by these Apple tags. And these Apple tags, if you don't know what they are, you can buy them. You can buy them and you can actually put them on like suitcases or stuff that you don't want to lose. And just like anything else, we got to be a-holes. And you know what we do? We use it for other things that it was not intended for. And I guess a lot of women had to, I guess Apple had to change this up because this was happening. So if an Apple tag is, I guess, following you around, I guess people, women's phones are getting tagged. And they're like, hey, you are being tracked by one of these Apple tags. And the thing is that you can't do anything until you actually find the tag. And this one woman in this story that I'm about to play for you, she's been looking for this Apple tag in her car, and she doesn't even know who is actually following her. And the authorities can't do anything until they find the tag itself. This is quite interesting. And how many like lawsuits is Apple opening themselves up to just because of this?
Daughter, but as soon as she pulled into the driveway,
I had a notification on my phone that said an unknown device has been with you and the owner can see its location.
So how does Apple do that? Like, I mean, you could just be driving by an Apple tag. I don't want people like finding my Apple tag when I was just driving by. Does the Apple tag have to follow you around a certain amount of time or a certain distance that it alerts you? Like, hey, this Apple tag is in your area and it's actually in the car with you. It's in the home with you. I don't know why you put one in the home. Home never goes anywhere.
After clicking on it, a map popped up showing every store she went 2 hours earlier.
I kind of just brushed it off as a joke because I didn't...
Ladies, now, especially single ladies, all you single ladies. No, as a single lady, that definitely has to freak you out a little bit, right? That, especially, you know what would freak me out even more as a woman is if I hadn't dated anybody in a really, really long time. That some random dude that I have never even met in my life threw an Apple tag on my Mini Cooper and has been following me everywhere I go.
Realize that people were actually doing this.
Following a call to Apple, she quickly realized it wasn't a prank.
She said that she didn't want to scare me, but it looks like I have an Apple AirTag on my car.
Now, I don't see how this is against the law, is it? I mean, you would obviously have to go on somebody's property or, I don't know, say you lived in the same apartment complex as somebody. And you just walked by and was like, hey, I'm going to put an Apple tag on this person. Like, I don't understand. Like, there's going to have to be some major laws that are going to have to be changed here. And is it against the law to even use an Apple track or Apple tag to be able to track somebody?
Something happening across the country. Smart Gen Society CEO Amy Konwinski says it seems women are the main target.
We were surprised that it was just right here in our community. I know it has been nationally in some areas.
People are buying these air tags for just $30.
I mean, it could be considered stalking. And I think they do mention that here in the story, but I don't know. And how do you prove who it was? Because Apple claims that people have to leave their IDs or user IDs to get an Apple tag. No, I did not. If you could send the story to me, Tuttle, well, it's right there.
Choosing their victims, sticking it to their cars.
Well, that Apple tag's going to fall off. You know how crappy the roads are in some cities? That Apple tag's going to fall right off. Like, I wonder, see, now, if you put a magnet on it, I think that would mess up the reception on being able to find the Apple tag. Matter of fact, magnet might completely destroy it. Yeah, I mean, you might be right, Raymond B. I don't know. I'm going to have to look into this.
And tracking them using just their iPhone.
And many victims like Linda only find out because they have an iPhone, allowing Apple users to receive notifications saying there's an unknown device tracking them, a new feature as reports continue to grow.
All right, so, yeah, it is a tracker. I mean, it's meant for, like, your own personal property that you can find it if it's lost. Now, I got one even better for you, okay? So I've done this with, like, since you've been able to actually share your location on all the iPhones, guys tend to delete their text messages more than what women do. Because I would imagine that a lot of women, actually, their text messages are just bogged down with info, all the pictures that have been sent to them, all the media files, all the text messages. I bet some women have got like 4 or 5 year old logs in their text. So what I usually do is that I use this move, okay? And I know this is going to be really, really, I shouldn't even admit this, but like women love it when you care about them, okay? Like you're concerned. And I am, I'm not fake, okay? And what you can do is you can share your location with somebody. And if you do that with a woman and say, hey, share your location. It's late. I want to make sure you get home okay. So I want to be able to follow your progress. Can you do that? And they think it's sweet. And then what you do is that since women don't ever delete their text messages because the location goes through the text message app. And until a woman deletes that text message, you're still going to be sharing your location. There's a lot of people that don't even think about that because women don't delete their text messages. And like women, like they don't even know, like, and it's not like I could ever do anything. I would never, ever do anything. But what I'm trying to say though is that I could check on a lot of the women that I've gone on dates with or have hung out with. I could easily find them right now. And I know that makes me sound like a complete creepo.
Of its misuse. KTV Investigates reached out to Apple. A spokesperson says they're trying to deter bad actors from using an AirTag for nefarious purposes, further saying if users ever feel their safety is at risk, they're encouraged to contact local law enforcement who can work with Apple to provide any available information about the...
Gotta find the AirTag first. You know, this woman that they're about to... I think it's the same woman, but... She hasn't been able to find this AirTag.
The unknown AirTag. But Linda says that's exactly what she did.
They weren't really sure what to do about the situation.
Because the technology is so new, the Smart Gen Society says many police departments have their hands tied.
They feel like there's really nothing they can do.
Unless victims can find the AirTag.
It's about the size of a quarter, making it that much easier.
All right, so... Guys, anybody in the chat room, where would be the place you would hide it? In a car. Because I was actually thinking about this. What would be the best place? Now, you want me to be honest? If you could get access to the inside of the car, the one place that a woman's never going to check is where the jack and the tire is at because they don't change tires. Now, I'm not trying to like generalize all women, but it's the truth. Put the AirTag where the tire, the jack, and the little X-cross, like, you know, so you can wrench it off. Yeah, that's where you put it at because they're not going to find it there. A lot of people are like, put it in the gas cap. Well, I mean, you could do that if you could, like, hollow it out and then put it in there, but women pump gas all the time. Maybe, I'm trying to think. Under the seat. You know what? See, now, I don't know if it is big enough, but you know those little magnetic things that you can put a spare key in underneath the wheel well of the truck or a car? Yeah, behind an air vent. Good one, Raymond B. Raymond B. says, behind air vent. Yeah, I that would be a good one. But then, like, if it does not, like, get lodged into something, you're going to hear that thing every time they make a turn. It's going to just be sliding around. I'm going to have to think about that a little bit more. You can email me, Tuttle@gmail.com, or you can leave me a voicemail or even call 407-270-3044. Well, Justin Clark is looking for an on-air producer. Is she... I guess his former producer or current producer is leaving in 2 weeks. Look, I think it would be awesome to work with Justin Clark. Matter of fact, I got his number. I'll have to give him a call or I'll message him. But Justin Clark, look, if any of you guys know, tell Justin, be like, look, Tuttle's interested. I'd take it in a heartbeat. But the people at Florida Man Radio do not like me. Because, it's my own fault. I'm not saying anything bad about them. But, yeah, I don't know if that is even a possibility. But thank you for the heads up, William.
For the person to hide it inside or around your car.
Linda says her family searched her car for hours, checking the tires, behind the license plate, and even crawling underneath the car.
Wait, where the hell would you put it in the tires that it would actually work? Can't put it inside the tire. Can't put it on the rims because I just think it would, like, come flying out after a while.
car with a flashlight. But still, it was impossible to find.
It's like playing a game every day of a needle in a haystack.
So what does that mean if you can't find the AirTag?
They can't do anything without the Apple tag itself because they need the serial number off of it to find out who actually owns the device.
Without it, Douglas County Prosecutor Don Klein says it makes it harder to prove someone was stopped.
Prove that I put it there. Prove that my Apple tag was not stolen and somebody else used it. See, you got to do it without a reasonable doubt. You got to be able to find somebody guilty without a reasonable doubt. And maybe that just goes for murder, but Jesus Christ, man, this is some really sticky area we're getting into when it comes to law.
Talking you.
That's the key, is what's the evidence that we have that we can prove that somebody used it for that purpose.
But he says they could be charged and served up to 3 years in prison.
Stop.
Ooh.
Talking by the use of this electronic device. And that's a felony, can be a misdemeanor.
As far as Linda, it's been months and she still can't find it anywhere.
This device.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh at that woman, but wouldn't you just hate driving in that car? Because I know, like, if I've been like searching for this Apple tag for months, I would actually, it would drive me crazy. Not that I'm being fallen, it's just that I can't find it. Spice Boys Gold, Mike says, that's where people have this misconception that Apple is so secure and safe, but it's actually Android that doesn't produce these ridiculous tracking devices with their phone and technology. Yeah, you're right.
This could possibly track me for 2 full years before the battery dies. And
by the way, 2 years, that is the life of the battery of one of these things.
Or if the owner decides to turn it off and start tracking somebody else.
Kaylee Searcy, KTV, Newswatch 7.
All right. Thank you, Newswatch 7. Get back to this. All right. So I mentioned this at the beginning of the show. And the reason I wanted to play this is because, come on. The reason I wanted to play this story about the pit bull insurance, I had an encounter this weekend when it came to a pit bull. And I don't want you to think I'm one of those people that thinks that all pit bulls are bad. No, that's definitely not the case. But I was out on my walk, and I saw this coming from a mile away. And I always carry my dad's pocket knife when I'm out walking around. Because, like, would I rather have a gun? Yes, I would. I would rather have a gun, but it's very uncomfortable working out with a gun on you. But at the same time, I carry the knife around because there are some dogs in the neighborhood that I walk around. Call me Michaela. Por qué? What do you mean? This story about the pit bull or what? Because I'm not even done with my stuff. What I'm trying to say, though, is I was walking by, and this pit bull was a woman. Woman. I'm looking at this woman with the pit bull. It was a female pit bull. And this dog, the first jump, almost made it over the fence. Second jump, got to the top of fence. Okay, well, I mean, sorry. I mean, I'm just playing it because I think it's interesting. Second time, the pit bull yesterday when I was walking got over the fence. I already had the knife in my pocket pulled it out, put it in my hand. I already had it open. Now, I did not want to stab this dog. And I didn't, because I was yelling. I was trying to be as loud as I can so the owners, the dog might get a little scared. And I just like, get back, come get your dog. Now, I didn't go on their property. The dog came out in the street. If that dog would have bit me, would I have gotten in trouble? Yes, I am recording. Would I have gotten in trouble if that dog attacked me and if I was just walking down the road and I killed it and I stabbed it? I stabbed it and then I killed it. Because I know, like, you got to understand, in the South, people love their dogs. Like, their dogs are a part of the family. And who knows, that guy maybe, like, would have been like, oh, man, my dog's dead, come out, and then, like, gone after me. Oh, okay, see, I didn't know that. Anyways, the guy was completely understanding, but he kept yelling the whole time, she's nice, she's nice, she's nice, she's nice. Well, when the dog is barking and running at me, like it's wanting to take a hack at me, of course I'm going to be a little standoffish. But over in Arizona, now I can understand this. I really could, because like this guy that I walked by yesterday, he didn't have his fence high enough because that dog could get over the fence. So I could understand why the insurance company would do this, but there needs to be some rules. Number one, I completely get it if a homeowner owns a home and they adopted a pit bull, a rescued a pit bull. I could see where that wouldn't like come into play. But now if it's a pit bull that you had since a puppy, then you know all the background of the dog and you can make better judgments on it. But I don't understand. I kind of see insurance company point, but I also know how like crooked the insurance company is.
Ineligible dog. Her name is Echo. The Wigs adopted her from a shelter a few months back, not knowing it wasn't allowed by their homeowner's insurance.
Come here. Come here.
Echo came into our life and she's...
I don't know, man. If this dog right here was running at me, and see, the thing is that if you wait for the dog to be aggressive, it's too late. It is a sweet dog. But how do I know that? Call me, Michaela. And the same thing goes if it was a if it was a German Shepherd, a Doberman Pinscher, a Rottweiler, I would be the same way. Because if you wait for the dog to be aggressive, it's already too late. Am I right or am I wrong? Because like I said, if you wait until it shows aggressiveness, it's too late. The dog's already got to jump on you.
He's caused all kinds of fun things to happen. Enjoy.
The Wigs insurance company came to a different determination. It started last month when the Hartford Financial Services Group did an inspection. They say the agent asked what breed Echo is.
Come on. This is on the owners then. Oh, yeah. You definitely use the front forearm. Like, I'm a righty, so I would offer up my left forearm to it. Yeah, I understand. We're understanding about the insurance, but this is on them. Like, you got to understand, you got to be smarter than that. If they're asking you, what kind of dog is that? You got to know, like, pit bull is at the bottom of the list of names or breeds you want to tell them.
Told them she was a pit bull and didn't think anything of it.
She's never nipped at any of our neighbors. My husband walks both of them every morning.
People do not know that. People don't know that.
Morning.
A couple of weeks later, this letter arrived in the mail. The insurance company canceled the Wigs homeowner's policy. They also terminated it.
Oh, did you hear that growl? Yeah, okay. I could definitely see this. Did you hear that growl?
For the couple's home in Indiana. Echo had...
Oh, that right there is intimidating.
Hasn't even been there.
I was so shocked, surprised, and couldn't believe somebody would just...
Oh, they're very corrupt.
...against on a breed.
I went to Peter Shepherd with Mr. Insurance for insight.
There's a...
Mr. Insurance? Don't know if I would get insurance from Mr. Insurance.
Particular number of about 15 or so breeds that the insurance companies will generally still
collect. Well, okay. All right. 15 breeds? Well, I can't think of 15 breeds. Maybe I could. Can a felon have a home with them? Yeah. Can evict a child molester? Yeah, they all can. I know it's a dog, but yeah, they probably should check his hard drive, Raymond B. But what I'm trying to say, though, is that I need to know these other 15 breeds.
Steer completely clear of.
In response to our questions, the Hartford Financial Services Group writes, millions of people are bitten by dogs every year, and dog bites are a leading cause of liability claims against homeowners. As such, we have underwriting guidelines about dogs that are based on risk.
Oh, and Charlie, you're just coming in. I didn't say, oh, it's the breed. No, I definitely, it gets a bad name because a lot of people adopt these breeds, not knowing the background and stuff, or you know, rescue them, Charlie. So what I'm trying to say is, like, I would, the same thing. That's why I want to know the 15 other breeds. Because I was approached by a dog in a neighborhood, and it was a pit. Now, like I said, if it would have been a Doberman, a German Shepherd, Rottweiler, I would have reacted the same way. You just cannot tell.
So aside from reading the fine print of your policy, what should you do if you have questions?
Oh, look at the way that dog is a cold-blooded killer. Look at this.
Talk to your agent.
Look at the way it's jumping.
Your representative.
Look at it. It's jumping. It is trying to destroy that cameraman.
Local representatives usually know more the local statutes.
That is a killer. That's a killer.
The Whigs now looking for a new insurance policy. There is a bill that was introduced this session that would keep insurance companies from doing this. More on that coming up at 6 o'clock in Phoenix.
What up, Jake Hudson?
Arizona's family.
All right, so there is, I wanted to get your thoughts on this, okay? So on my walks, because talking about the walk thing, that when I was walking around, there is this very, maze of very deep drainage channels that run through pretty much every other street and stuff in the or Edgewater area. And I walked by them, and they're all connected. And I wanted to do a YouTube video where I start where it all begins and travel the whole thing to the Intercoastal, because I think that's where it comes out at. And I want to go out there and I want to, because I think it would be a great video. Now, could I get in trouble? Could I get in trouble if I grab the kayak or one of those inflatable marble, you know how they had those inflatable canoes or kayaks that you could get out of the marble points? Could I get one of those GoPro and try to go all the way up and down that thing? Because I think it would be interesting, because there's some tunnel areas you got to go through as well, too. I don't know. It might not be worth it, but I think it would be cool as hell. Because I want to start at the beginning. I want to traverse that whole, like, runoff river. And you wouldn't believe all the garbage and trash. I always look in there thinking I might one day see a body. You know, like Stand By Me style. Call it in. Could be the hero. Could be on the news. Go home. Get a Tuttle Daily Podcast shirt. Wear it. That's the one thing. A dead body and a ravine. A drainage. Runoff river. I'm one dead body away from going viral. I think it'd be great, because there could be one stuffed up in one of those tunnels. Nobody knows. Nobody knows at all. And it's worth a shot, in my opinion. I talked about this story last week, and a lot of people thought I was crazy for saying. No, I talked about it with Ciroc. I talked about it with Ciroc, and He thought I was crazy when I said that this guy was probably going to get off for this. And he did. Kind of called it. But the movie theater shooting guy, the elderly man, this isn't him. That I think that's a lawyer or they're like a legal expert. Every local news or station has a legal expert. And the reason why this guy got off is because he was an elderly man. He had the low ground because the other guy had the high ground. And I could just see it. I could see it all day. And it's Pasco County. I don't know where they held this trial. I don't know, like, if they moved it. But this guy got off, and I knew that this was going to happen.
Just about everybody in that courtroom was shocked. I'm not even sure that the defendant wasn't shocked.
Awe in courtroom D tonight as Curtis Reeves was found not guilty of second-degree murder and aggravated battery in connection to the 2014 shooting death of Chad Olson in a...
Chad, it's sad that you ended up dying. But I've talked about this, people. You cannot get into arguments. Avoid arguments at all costs in the state of Florida. Because you just do not know. And when I mean arguments, I'm talking that about things that lead to physical altercations. Because right now, if this guy does not get into this physical altercation, and this, even if this old man was rude as hell, even if this old man was rude as hell, just ignore it. Because you were on your phone. You were on your phone. And if you weren't rude and on your phone and then let it get to a physical thing, you would still be alive right now. And I know a lot of people, look, do I think that this guy should have shot and killed us? No. Well, I mean, every action has a reaction. This guy's action caused the reaction of this old man to kill him.
A movie theater. ABC Action News legal analyst Jeff Swartz tells us the short deliberation of the jury made many think the verdict would have come back differently.
The only case that they made to the jury and the only way they got this verdict was not on the facts of the case or even the law of the case. Mr. Escobar was capable, after 4 hours of talking to the jury, to convince them that his client should not go to jail because he's just a friend.
No, Charlie, you know what ended up happening is that it got into a physical altercation. This guy put his hands on the old man, and that's what caused him to get shot. You're allowed to have your phone. There's nothing against the law on that, but when it became a physical altercation that you could have avoided, look, I'm not saying that this guy was in the right, but by the law, it's an elderly man, an old man. He was in a physical altercation with the other guy, and all he has to do is claim, I was in fear of my life, the way that the law is written, and he was found innocent.
Fragile old man.
Reeves made a statement after court thanking his attorneys.
Long 8 years, and I couldn't wait for it to be over with.
No, but guess what? Don't get into a physical altercation. So what if the guy, look, I hate to use this cliche, sticks and stones, they don't hurt you. So what if somebody says something to, he, by law, is allowed to say that. He's allowed to say it. Freedom of speech. So don't let it get to that point where it becomes a physical altercation.
I'm very proud of my team of lawyers here that did a fantastic job in bringing out the truth.
The Olson family left court quickly, too upset to make a comment, but Reeves told reporters that he feels for them.
It was a sad day for everybody.
Now, will he get sued civilly in a court? Yes, he will. He will get sued civilly, just like OJ. He'll probably lose that one, but he's not going to go to jail for doing this. No. Charlie, the other guy put his hands on this old man. He put his hands on this old man. That is where he messed up. You can say whatever you want to this old geezer. But when you put your hands on him, that's a big no-no, especially being elderly. Do you realize that if you got into a fight with an old man, even if you were in the right, and he didn't, like, physically threaten you with a knife or something, you're going to jail for beating up an old man. That carries a heavier fine because the guy is over 65.
Buddy, on both sides, it never should have happened. I never wanted it to happen. I never planned for it. I never even in my wildest dreams ever thought anything like this would ever happen. And it, like I say, I feel as touching for them as I do for my own family.
Hello? Holy delay. Come on. Still, nothing. Come on. You're on. They're back to you.
And Reeves tells us his...
Finally. Not even... And I screwed
it up.
Reeves
tells us his immediate plans after this trial are to attend his daughter's wedding that's happening tomorrow in Dade City. Rochelle Aline, ABC Action News.
Ah, thank you. Appreciate that, even though you were kind of late. I mean, don't you look like the biggest idiot when you're just sitting there waiting, waiting, waiting? Had a good weekend. Got to hang out with some friends and stuff. It was really, really relaxing. It was one of those weekends where we just didn't do anything. I don't even think we left the place. Just sat there and watched TV. And it was amazing. I loved it. A lot of people are like, oh, man, that sounds... No, it was great. Loved it. I hate doing it sometimes. I know that I love to be busy and stuff, but isn't it great just to have one of those days where you don't even leave the house, barely leave the couch? Because, see, this thing right here, this Apple Watch is what keeps me going. I'm so OCD. I got to close my rings every single day. And this weekend, I just had one of those days where I didn't do it. I don't think I did a damn thing. I bet I didn't even burn 200 calories the whole day. I gained a lot of calories, but I didn't lose many. I mentioned this. One of the most Kentucky stories. You would think this is Kentucky, but the woman does not look like she sounds. Is the Kentucky accent one of the least attractive accents to have? Because, I don't know, like I said, this woman, if you were talking to her on the phone, you'd be like, oh, whoa, I don't want to meet this chick. I don't want to meet her at all. But this is just, like, crazy that this woman who rescues animals that are injured or have defects, handicaps, she will do anything. And a possum, my dad used to tell me about stories where a cow would die out in the field. And you go up there and you could see something moving around inside the cow, but the cow's dead. Go up there and kick the cow, and possums would run out of his BH. You want an animal, you're going to give an animal a wheelchair that will crawl into a cow's ass and eat them. Yeah. This is why this is one of the most Kentucky stories I've ever seen.
His nickname's Bubby.
Cupie is officially...
His nickname, Bubby. Matt, what's his name?
An opossum on the move, and it's all thanks to a new set of wheels.
You see, he's trying to turn left there.
The rescue animal...
Look at this. Now, I will say that possums... I don't know how many steps I'm getting in. I think I did about 7-8 miles today. But look at this. Possums are the... And I hate when people say opossums. It's a possum. The O is silent. But they're the only marsupial, I think, in North America. Iggy, if you're watching right now, do you guys have possums up in Canada? Just curious. These are possums all the time. You know, there was, man, we had a three-bedroom double-wide. We were fancy in DeLeon Springs. We had a three-room double-wide. Yeah, I could see that. I'm wrong all the time, Spice Boys Golden Mike doorstop. But I kept telling my mom and dad, I was like, look, there's a rat or a mouse or something that keeps coming in through the bathroom and runs around in my room. My dad thought he's crazy. They put out traps. They get set off. Nothing. My dad got one of those glue traps. Put it in the bathroom. Went to bed. About an hour later, hear something thrashing around in the bathroom. I was like, yes, we have caught the rat. I turned on the light. It was a GD possum that was crawling in through the air conditioning vent and just wandering around my room while I was sleeping. There you go. Now you wonder why kids say that they have monsters under their bed or monsters in their closet. Because right there, this thing that this Kentucky woman put a wheelchair on, that gets mistaken as the monster under the bed or the monster in the closet. I am a big pussy. Like, I've gone hunting. I could never pull the trigger on a deer. I hate killing things. My dad had me carry the glue trap out there. I thought he was getting them off. My dad goes to his golf bag, gets out a pitching wedge, and takes care of the possum. Very traumatic, but that's a long list of traumatic things and things I had to see die on a farm that traumatized me. But I didn't want this that's got a wheelchair crawling around my room every single night.
The animal was born with genetic defects similar to dwarfism. He also has scoliosis, arthritis.
Okay. Can't possums hang upside down from a tree with their tail? So why are the backs all messed up? Why is this possum got scoliosis when it can hang upside down? You know, people like love those gravity chairs that you can lay in and stretch out the back and stuff. This one is born with a natural gravity backboard.
And at less than 2 years old, he's considered elderly. In October, when wildlife rehabilitator Tanya Poindexter noted...
Tell me, okay, guys, that voice that I played for you earlier, I mean, look, I'm not saying she's like some supermodel, but that voice you heard, that voice, that accent does not match that woman.
Dexter noticed Cupie was no longer using his back legs. She knew she had to do something.
Why did you think he needs a wheelchair?
Well, he wasn't able to walk.
Anymore,
and he was dragging. He started.
You can tell she's a little bit older. You can check out the neck area there.
Dragging himself by pulling with his front legs. He still had a lot of.
Look, he's getting along just fine. I don't think Cupie, the wheelchair possum, doesn't want your charity. He's going to overcome the obstacles that are put before him and become a normal possum. I don't know, Iggy T. I've never heard that. But doesn't everybody say that about other animals? Yeah, she does sound a lot older than she looks. Pascal One says, she sounds a lot older than she looks. I agree. But I just don't know, man. Is a possum one of those animals that you go this far and beyond to put a wheelchair on? Survival of the fittest.
Energy.
Then an animal mobility company in New Hampshire reached out.
And they contacted me.
Okay. If you're able to make wheelchairs for possums, I'm sure there's a lot of unfortunate or underwealthy families that has a kid with a disability that instead of making five possum wheelchairs, why don't you put all those five into one human wheelchair that could go to a good cause to help out a like poor family?
And they were like, hey, we want to try to help you out with Cupie. And they had never fixed a wheelchair for an opossum before. And I said, okay.
A few weeks later, the custom cart from Walkin' Pet showed up.
I don't think you have any marsupials in the United Kingdom.
Sized to Cupie's specific measurement.
Well, in a zoo. Look at that. Look at those eyes. How can you trust a rat that has human eyes? That can carry its babies on its back and in a pouch.
The opossum is still getting used to maneuvering, but his caretakers...
He's freaking out. He's like, what happened to me? My half machine, half possum?
They're proud of his progress.
You know, they like to move.
That's why he's got the big ass eyes. He's trying to figure out what the hell is this thing attached to me.
Around, they don't sit still long. They have to go.
They gotta go. Coo coo. Robo possum out.
And it gives him more to where he can go.
Poindexter says at one point,
some hunter would blow this wheelchair and deer away. Hey, baby, we got some deer venison that's going across that field out there. Give him a 30-06. Let's go get that wheelchair, Bambi.
Pets also fitted one of her rescued deer with a wheelchair, a fawn named Clarice. Now that Cupie's joined the club, she's excited to see where...
Sometimes people just have way too much money.
He'll go next.
It takes a lot of time doing what I do for him, but I love him. I mean, and he is.
It's a possum. Look, don't get me wrong, call me Michaela. It is cute as hell. But come on. Can't you do better things than help out a possum? That's the things that crawl into your room and hide under your bed in your closet.
He loves me back.
In Laurel County.
No, he does not. I'm sorry. He does not love you back. Animals don't know. Animals do not know what it means to love somebody. Like, your dog, your cat does not love you. Especially cats. Cats don't love anything. Cats only come to you when they want something or want to be pet or they want to be fed. Dogs. They're a little bit more loyal, but they don't love you. Those dogs do not love you. Dogs, cats, domesticated animals, they may be intelligent. You may think they love you, but they don't. They don't love you. You want to know why? Because if you died and you had a heart attack and you were living at home by yourself, and it was a couple of months before anybody found you, guess what? It's going to eat you. It is going to eat you. And something that would be willing to eat you does not love you. I don't know. You know what, though? I got to take that back. I love some people, but like if I was trapped in a room with one of my best friends that I loved or a family member that I loved, and I was going to starve to death. And I'm not saying I'm going to kill that person and eat them. No. But if the person dies naturally, and it's either eat my family member or somebody that I love, my loved one, and it's that or I starve, I probably would eat them. So I got to take that back. But cats and dogs, they don't love you. They're just wanting something from you, and that's it. And dogs, they become so dumb sometimes that they kind of need us. They're stuck with us.
Lynn Schultz, Evening Edition.
So, yeah, that is what's going on. Because I can't talk about the real news. I can't talk about anything because people get butt hurt. People want to report me. I don't even know. It probably could be YouTube. But it's their sandbox. I can't go anywhere else. And you know what? I got to play by their rules because I got flagged for misinformation when I was talking Ukraine the other day. Don't bust me up. Last story that I'm going to, and then I'm going to probably close out the show here. I want to get the ladies' opinions, or the men as well, too. Do you let the gray hair rock? Because I'm getting some. I haven't gotten any of the gray pubes yet. I know that day's coming. And I don't have a lot of gray hairs in my head, on my scalp. But it's more of the facial hair that I keep seeing come up. And Bubba, trust the spice. Yeah. But Fozzie, you're in there. Like, Do you got any gray hairs? Do you dye it? I mean, Bubba's let the gray hair go. And more and more I'm reading, women seem to like the Silver Fox look, in my opinion. From what I get, Guys, are you just letting it ride with the gray hair? Women, do you like the gray hair?
If you've ever found a gray hair or several gray hairs while looking in the mirror, you may assume it's just a sign of getting older.
Oh, that.
But did you know that stress may also be playing?
We all knew that. Let's not act like this is something new.
A role. Most people say, you're giving me gray hairs. Well, the good news is a new small study suggests that it could be possible to reverse the graying process simply by...
you don't want the unibrow going on? I mean, I could see that. Completely get why you wouldn't like that. But, I don't know, man. My dad, see, that I don't ever have to worry about losing my hair, I don't think. Because my dad never lost his hair. My grandfather never lost his hair. My mom still has all of her hair. My grandfather, everybody. I cannot think of one family member that had a bald patch on their scalp. I can't. And gray hair does not bother me. Now, might be a different story when I find my first gray pube. I don't know. I guess I'll have to cross that bridge when I get there.
Eliminating stress. But how do you do that? For starters, pay attention to...
All right, listen to this. Pay attention to when you're upset. Well, what if that's all the time? All the time. Consider going on vacation. What if you don't have enough money to go on vacation? What if your idea of a vacation is hanging out with somebody you know and not leaving and spending a damn dollar, basically, the whole weekend? Yeah, Vulture's got a great beard. My thoughts exactly. Dude doesn't get any. And he's rocking gray hair. So that should be like the biggest sign. He has no action. Try activities like taking a bubble bath, journaling, or meditation. Well, one, I can't meditate because when I do, I get in my own head and I overthink things. Journaling, got the worst handwriting. Can I type it or create a blog? Try activities like taking a bubble bath. Guess what? You're a dirty bitch if you take bubble baths. Well, take a bath, then take a shower to rinse off, because even if there's soap in there, you don't want to be sitting in your own filth, and that's exactly what you're doing.
When you are upset, you can even mark it down on the calendar. That way, it is easier to spot any trends. Next, consider going on vacation, which the study found to be very effective.
You have to shower to rinse after a bath. Then you're not clean. You're not clean if you take a bath.
That is not an option.
And not rinse.
And Dr. Albers with the Cleveland Clinic says try other activities like taking a bubble bath, doing some journaling, or meditating.
We often joke about stressful events turning your hair.
And what is this chick? Well, I mean, she's a doctor, I think, or could be just a therapist. Probably got a hot man at home. Probably got great kids or no kids. Yeah, it does release a lot of stress just to be natural.
Gray. But in reality, stress has been scientifically shown to accelerate the graying process.
Look at all the we've been through since the beginning of 2020.
Giving yourself a few minutes to take a mindful moment to decompress at the end of the day, to take a few breaths.
What if I'm just so tired I want to go to bed and I get stressed out by my dreams and nightmares when I lay my head on the pillow?
Help to lower your blood pressure and improve your health.
So if you feel like your stress is because...
How does this guy get that gig to be the model for reversing your grays? I know it's a stock photo. It is a stock photo. And this guy right here, what's that little lean that he's doing?
Becoming unmanageable, reach out to a healthcare professional for advice.
Anyways. Yeah. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Hopefully you enjoyed tonight's show. Make sure you tell your friends, family, loved ones about the Tuttle Daily Podcast. I want to thank my sponsor, MyEasyWireless.com, for sponsoring the Tuttle Daily Podcast studios. If you want to catch this show or maybe miss the beginning of it and you don't have time to watch it, This audio will be available on all podcasts and platforms, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, 315live.com, TuneIn Radio, every single place. All right, guys, going to get out of here. Hopefully you enjoyed tonight's show. Hopefully you guys stay safe, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.